Gentlemen, we have one item of additional business this evening, and that is an ordinance discussion.
A few weeks ago, we had provided copies of a superior design. I don't remember what they were now.
Open space.
Super green.
Super green.
And we discussed the open space and super green and.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I want to, if I can, and if you take the one on top, it's got a cover letter with your name on it. So put them in order for the five of you. This is the latest and the greatest version. Just take the one on top.
Well, but then I would take the one.
Yours was on top.
No, this is, I know what my name is.
He knows his name.
Must have shuffled it while I shuffled pops. This is a possible ordinance for further define open space in subdivisions or developments.
Basically, based on.
New draft, based on sort of what we asked for, more information.
This is just on the open space, not the other two.
I'm just passing that down. I just got it. We got it. It was given, David brought it down Friday, and I couldn't get it, didn't see it till Monday, and I couldn't get it to you fast to review it.
Okay.
Well, as far as the conversation or discussion about the ordinance on superior design, we just wanted to know if you had any additional comments from what you've seen before on the superior design issue.
Didn't we talk about getting that green one in the superior design? Was that just a condition of making it a condition of the superior design?
Well, the super green is still being discussed. There's a meeting next week. That's on your desk.
Yeah, I just saw it. I don't know.
It was a continuation of those meetings with the state on that. And I think Bob's aware of it, too.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know if the date's firm yet. It was to be Monday, then they changed it to the 18th, and I'm not sure what day it is.
Thursday, the 18th.
We didn't know if you had any additional comments to express.
This is
the last revised super design ordinance, superior design ordinance recommendations came down to us on August 21st, and it was submitted to all commissioners. And that was improved from what we had before. And it's not an ordinance, it's only the comments from the consultants for URDC, so that then we would have to put it in ordinance form if we feel appropriate and the council feels it appropriate to proceed. But the open space, there's you haven't had a chance to review the comments, so you just got them. I wouldn't think it's necessary to discuss that this evening.
Okay.
I'm just passing something totally new out.
They're not looking for any action on this tonight, right? Or anything?
No, we just got it.
Okay.
We add it to our meeting next week, or?
I don't have that agenda in front of me. I don't know if it has provisions for that, but if you're only discussing it, not voting on it.
Here's our
workshop. Workshop agenda.
There's nothing in for additional business for discussion purposes.
I don't think we knew we were going to have it.
We didn't know we were going to have it.
No. Right. So does that preclude us from discussing it next week?
Well, if you bring it up as additional business, you can discuss it.
I think we bring it up as additional business.
You wouldn't be able to make any motion or anything.
We can't vote on it, but we could at least discuss it and then vote on it the next time we can get it on an agenda.
Yeah, but all you're doing is suggesting to the council that they proceed with putting it in ordinance form so you could go to public hearing.
Well, does that even require a motion?
It could be a consensus.
Can we do a consensus with that?
I'd ask Michael.
We're not voting on making something up. We're just giving our opinion to the council. Can we reach a consensus on what our opinion is and pass it on without?
I think that would be kind of walking in the gray towards the voting. And if it's something that you guys just received, I think that under the Freedom of Information Act, you could add it to the agenda for next week. Just include a reason on the agenda as why it wasn't included already or something, and then.
Well, based on FOIA, we'd have to have it on the agenda.
We have time to do that.
But you can amend an agenda for things that come up at any time prior to the meeting if there was a reason that it wasn't included on there. So it provides the parameters for you to include it on there, I think.
But we typically tell us we have to post it within 7 days.
7 days on a regular meeting, and the statute says, language in the last sentence on that section, I believe, that says that it, if anything that comes up prior to or at the actual meeting can be added. I don't think it's standard practice for the commission or the council to do that.
No, it's not. Because of the number of FOIAs that we've had, especially the council.
Yeah. I think that the parameters for doing so are there, but I don't think it's been practiced to do that.
Probably a fairly hot item.
Yeah, I'm trying to find a way to advance it with that, but you know, within the law. But the point is, it's not an ordinance yet, so right. there's no public comment.
Not in ordinance form. It's just
not in ordinance form. It's just something we're going to talk about. Well, I'll tell you what, it's on for tonight.
It's not tonight. It's just proposed ordinance or yeah. Ordinance discussion.
It's just on for discussion, but.
You may want to consider some revisions to it.
Yeah. Right.
Exactly. Suggest some revisions.
Yeah.
The difficulty of it is we're reviewing a sampling of possibilities that can be used in ordinance. Then it's got to be put in legal format to county attorneys, and then it goes to council's got to introduce it, and they sometimes introduce them before we even see it.
I think right, and I think at this point this is all talk. I mean, this is just it's all and I don't think it's a violation of anybody's rights if we pass an opinion on, because it's not a participative process. I mean, it's just, you know, they can sit here and listen to us, but they, you know, we're not taking public testimony. We'll figure it out. We'll talk about it next time. Okay, anyone else have anything for the good of the order this evening?
I mean, as far as the superior design ordinance, you've had that in your possession, so you could in your discussion make a recommendation on that.
Okay.
And you might want to wait on a super green provision until you get a chance to discuss.
We will wait on the super green, but I think the superior design we're ready to say something about.
I provided a copy. I apologize for some of the names that were on the sticky. I told the state several times who the commissioners were. Once for your dad. Once for Johnny, and then for you, and Ron Lynch is still on Rodney's, so.
Okay.
We're not that far behind compared to some other places. But this just came in today, but there's an interesting article about ribs right on the front page. Okay. It's kind of interesting.
So saying they should be considered as open space?
It actually sounds a little negative. When you first start reading, it sounds a little negative.
Yeah.
So you might want to read that.
Picture sign looks negative.
Just for
not too sporty, is it?
No. And just for an announcement, there was an item number 21 called Bay City Mobile Home Park Corrective Survey on the agenda for next meeting. We've taken it off the agenda.
Okay.
But it won't be on for next meeting. It'll be on sometime next month.
All right.
It's just an announcement. That way it's been announced.
Okay.
That's all I have, unless you have anything you want to discuss.
I think that's it. Anyone else have anything to give the order?
Mr. Lang, have you scheduled the Livable Delaware Advisory Council meeting? The one
by?
That? Yeah. It's. Do you know what the update on that is?
No.
No.
You mean with the count for the camera? What the date is?
Right. The one that was canceled because
everybody. We requested a date, but as far as I know, it hasn't.
I don't think it's been set.
The last Friday there wasn't one.
Yeah. Right. The. That was requested to be taken off of their agendas, and it was scheduled originally for last week.
We put in a request for the first 2 weeks of October, but I don't think we've gotten a date in response to to it.
It wasn't originally scheduled for the 7th.
August 14th.
State's waiting to see how the election
It was back in August.
Yeah, that's right.
It was August, you're right.
Because that's a part of the certification of the land use plan.
Second week of November. Okay. All right, anything else to go to the order? Okay, there being none, we stand adjourned. Peace and harmony prevail.